It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Morena, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
Home stretch?
I know. It's that time of year.
It's probably getting heating up and getting really busy for you guys.
Yeah,
for New Year's Eve festivals and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not our holiday time. But in the spirit of the end of the year, we're going to do a little 2025 wrapped drug edition, if you will.
Drugs wrapped 2025. What do we got?
Well, I'm going to start with this year was a record-breaking year for drug consumption of meth and cocaine in our wastewater, which might sound boring, but what it really means is we had record highs of methamphetamine use in New Zealand.
Wow.
And for the first time ever, cocaine actually overtook MDMA in our wastewater, which is pretty crazy.
And the recession, even.
I in these times?
Who's affording cocaine?
I know. And, you know, for me, from kind of a harm reduction perspective, they're all stimulant drugs, and this is kind of the time of year where people are maybe more likely to indulge. And so really, you know, what we're thinking is just making sure people know the signs of a stimulant overdose or overamping. We've got lots of good information on that on the level. But yeah, just making sure that you take it easy. Don't do too much.
Yep.
There might be heaps around, but doesn't mean you have to use it all.
Yeah, for sure.
Our number two, we've talked about this before, I think, but launching of the roadside drug testing happened this week. Roadside drug saliva testing in Wellington. So the tests are looking for MDMA, cocaine, meth, and cannabis. We have a really comprehensive article on the Drug Foundation website that kind of talks you through all of the things you need to consider.
Yeah.
But also just a reminder that if you're impaired from like drugs or alcohol or not sleeping because you're partying all night or because you're stressed from seeing your family, don't get behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Take a nap. Take an Uber, whatever, you know, keep it safe, regardless if it's from drugs or alcohol or something else.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I would like to read more about what the Drug Foundation's sort of official stance on this is, because I know there's some people that are quite opposed to it because, you know, certain drugs can stay in your system for much longer than when they're actually affecting you. But of course, we all want everyone to be on the roads safely. So it's a controversial one, eh?
Yeah, totally. And there's loads of questions that people have. It's kind of a really hot topic for us at the moment. So our main goal at the moment is just to give people as best information as we can to make them feel confident that they understand what the scheme involves.
Yeah.
You know, that's really key for us. But a big landmark thing happening in New Zealand and really important that people know about it. So definitely go read more on our website. Another thing, psilocybin was prescribed for the first time in New Zealand this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those things that snuck in June this year. Doctor called Dr. Cameron Lacey in Christchurch was approved to use psilocybin for the treatment of depression. It's still very limited, obviously, availability and cost-wise, but it's kind of like it's quite a momentous thing in terms of marking the use of psychedelics for the treatment of mental health conditions.
Yeah. Are we behind the rest of the world in this? Because I know that there are some places that are like, this is quite a more common thing.
Yeah, totally. I definitely think New Zealand is a fair bit behind, but that's why things like this are really exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to see we're making progress, even if it's only in a really, really small place. And it's outside of research, you know, it's not just a research trial. So that's really cool. If you just Google it, you can read a bit about it in the news, but watch this space, I guess. My other thing that's slightly more exciting is the Good Samaritan Bill was drawn from the ballot in Parliament. Green MP Kahurangi Carter proposed that bill, and it was drawn from the biscuit tin in its first go around, which is crazy. She has great luck. And the bill means that those calling 111 for help in responding to a drug overdose couldn't be prosecuted for any reason.
Right.
So it means that there's no need to be worried that you're using drugs, that there's drugs in the house, that you have no concerns. You can call an ambulance and that they can deal with the situation. You don't have to be worried about it.
You'd kind of hope that was common sense.
Totally. If it's an emergency,
no one's gonna, you know, get in trouble for...
Absolutely. And that's my big caveat, is that this bill is amazing and it's gonna make a real difference for the confidence of our community to get help. But I still say, obviously, if somebody is having a bad time on drugs, please, please, please call the ambulance. They're not there to get you in trouble. And it literally is the difference between life or death. So don't hesitate. If you're at a festival, go see the medics.
Yes.
If you're at home, call the ambulance. Like, you know, it's incredibly important. And we know that if people make it to hospital, we've seen in our overdose data, there's over a 99% chance that they survive a drug overdose. So it's really important, but very exciting about that bill and really keen to watch that space. Yeah.
And that's good advice to remember going into festivals in summer as well. It's like the people that work at these festivals want you to be safe. go, like, when in doubt, just go and ask for help and, yeah, 100%. See medics or go hang out at Psycare or whatever. Like, you know, it's judgment-free yeah. spaces.
And don't be afraid to tell them you've used drugs. Like, they know. They know it's a festival. Don't worry. Just say, hey, man, I took something. I'm not feeling good. I got one more, which is that this year it was the 50th anniversary of our Misuse of Drugs Act, which sounds more exciting than it is. Our Misuse of Drugs Act is kind of the outdated law that governs drugs in our country. Yeah. As we know, it's not evidence-based, it's not science-based. And so we actually released a report called Save a Drug Loss for Aotearoa alongside the 50th anniversary. And it's really kind of an evidence-based, health-based guide to different approaches we could take in our country to drug laws and responding to drug harm. Mm. It's quite dense, so we do have a summary. There's always a summary. We could throw it into ChatGPT. But it's a really exciting, and it's been really well received by lots of people, which is super cool. Mm. You can download the PDF for free on our website, but also watch this space because we're hoping to do more around that kind of stuff in the new year.
Mm.
We had lots of amazing community engagement, and probably listeners of the show, some of them filled out the survey or participated in the workshops. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome to hear the perspectives of New Zealanders and what they want to see for the future of drug laws.
Yeah, hard. It's like, it's easy to get caught up in the sort of 50th anniversary of outdated laws and feel as though we're not going anywhere or we're way behind, but it's like, this is a great opportunity to feel empowered to take part in the change as it's happening.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it was really reassuring to just see that people from all walks of life actually have quite similar opinions on wanting to see an approach that's health-based, that's focused on reducing harm, not on putting people in jail, you know, for substance use disorders. So yeah, that's really exciting. Really encourage you, if you have a little time on the beach and you want to be reading about drug policy, go ahead and download the PDF. It is, yeah, it's a really fantastic, exciting report.
And get a rad new t-shirt.
Yeah, get a new t-shirt.
The merch is hot, guys. I've got a t-shirt yeah. and I like it a lot.
Rosetta can attest that the merch is hot. That's pretty much me. I mean, in summary, it's been a massive year in drug policy in New Zealand. And what is really cool to me is that there's lots of really exciting things to look forward to in 2026. And, you know, one thing that we can promise is that follow us on the Drug Foundation. We'll make sure that we give you the information that you need to kind of make sense of this massive world of drug policy and all of these things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, most importantly, stay safe this summer.
Yes.
You know, take it easy.
Yeah.
Use things in moderation. You know, get help if you need it. It's our main message for everyone.
Mm, hard out, tautoko. Just quickly, heading into 2026, are there certain things that are top of mind for you? I know that, you know, it'll be a big year, election year, will play a big part in things. What are you sort of looking out for 2026?
I mean, that's a great question. It's hard to know. I think we're really looking at some movement on some of the great drug policy stuff that's happening, in particular things like the Good Samaritan Law, looking to see programs like drug checking be able to grow, needle exchange services to be able to grow. We really want to see there to be, you know, more investment in harm reduction moving forward because we know that it works.
Mm.
It's fantastic and it keeps people safe. But I think, you know, there's going to be lots of questions and our job, people working on the front line, is just to make sure that we, you know, we give all the support to people who use drugs that they need in the community.
Mm, hard out. Well, thank you so much, Emily, for joining me for our final What's the Buzz for the year. Lots has happened. It's been a great little recap and lots to look out for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.